Hello everyone, Tim Wildman here. We've got some great tours lined up 2026. Washington, D.C., George Washington's Mount Vernon, Colonial Williamsburg, Historic Jamestown, Boston, Massachusetts, and that greater area. So much to see and do in 2026. If you want information on any of these trips, go to wildmangroup.com, WILDMONgroup.com, and we'll see you on one of our tours in 2026.
This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840.
A pet swan named Pooh.
Yeah.
Now, that's remarkable.
Get out of here.
Wait, a chicken has an earlobe?
The color of the earlobe?
Well, how else are they going to wear earrings?
That's why, you know, you never saw Dick Clark and Fidel Castro at the same time either.
Hey, good morning, everybody, and welcome to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Today's January something.
January 2nd.
January 2nd.
Happy New Year.
What year is it, JJ?
2026, and I'm glad you brought that up. I do not want to start the year complaining, but this was weird. They gave out our brand new calendars, and I got my 2026 calendar, and the fifth month is missing. I'm dismayed. I think that's the only appropriate response. I am dismayed, people.
All right. Welcome to Trivia Friday. We are live today on January 2nd, 2026. I would just say to, by the way, I'm Tim with Ed. And Ed, good morning, brother.
Hey, good morning, Tim.
Good morning, brother JJ.
Good morning.
Fellas, I think my New Year's resolution is as follows.
Okay. We can't wait to hear this.
Well, I think it's time. I told Allison this. I really think it's time we take a hard look at cleaning out that Y2K pantry. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You've been talking to a counselor.
Why?
Because that's something a therapist would sit you down and say, it's time.
I looked at the date,
the
expiration date on a lot of that stuff, and it goes back.
To 1999, maybe.
It goes back to 2003, I think.
But y'all were wise to put Twinkies in there because there's no expiration date.
Yeah.
And that rice, well, it gets globbed together, but you can make it work.
I think there's some things that are turned into little animals in there.
You know, you say that, but...
The Y2K pantry?
Yes. So I had some time off here at the end of the year, as I like to do.
Yeah.
And one of the projects was to clean out a closet.
Yeah.
And I found buckets, three buckets.
No, you did
not. Yes, I did. And I know what's in them. Two of them have rice and one of them has beans. And I am kind of embarrassed as a man to say I was afraid to look in them.
Wait, two have rice and two have beans. You just made a case.
This is a nursery.
Get hungry.
Yeah. I think this is a nursery rhyme, isn't it?
Well, two had rice and two had beans.
All right. Trivia Friday it is on American
Family.
Here we go. Tim, Ed, and JJ.
As it seems.
How do we play this game, Ed?
Well, we play it diligently. That's how we play it.
That's right.
This is a learning game. It's a game, but it's one that you learn when you participate, folks. Now, you who are listening, here's the number to call, 888-589-8840.
Who's eligible to call?
This is not first-time callers, so that means, just looking at Brent Creeley, our producer. So that means if you have not gotten on the air with us, if you have gotten on the air with us in the last 2 months, we ask you to wait a week. So we try to give as many people an opportunity as possible. If you've been on the air with us in the last 2 weeks, we ask you to wait a week. There's next Friday, folks. And then you can call in. Now, we three professors are going to each ask three questions. That is a total of nine questions. You can pick from any of those when you call in. Answer one. And then we like to be challenged. Ask us one of your own. So ask, answer, or do both. And one of these nine questions, JJ, is a special question.
It's a mystery question. One of these original nine, we're each going to offer three. If you happen to land on it and answer it correctly, you'll hear this sound.
I love the cowbell.
That means you win an AFR cap. What a great way to start this new year. So you be sort of thinking and listening as some of these original questions are eliminated. You know, we'll add some after a few have been answered. But out of these original nine, if you land on it, it's our mystery question. If you land on it and answer it correctly, you're going to win you a really nice AFR cap. Speaking of cowbell and sports, boy, a lot of great games to watch over the last couple of days. Man. I know you guys were watching
yesterday,
Indiana and Georgia and Ole Miss and all the others, yeah. Ohio.
Yeah, Indiana just put a
big upset.
It was a beatdown.
Yes, it was.
It was a beatdown. Yes. They beat Alabama to death.
Who would have thought that a few years ago? Yeah. One, no, that Alabama would lose, but then that have a...
Indiana beating Alabama like that is in the book of Revelation. chapter 5.
Oh, my
read
word.
It. Read chapter 5. See if I'm not right.
Okay.
I never saw that coming.
Okay. So, congratulations to Indiana, Oregon, the Ole Miss Rebels. Upset the mighty.
That was an upset right there.
It was a great game.
That went back and forth.
That was a great game. Ole Miss beat Georgia. And then who was the fourth team? Miami beat Ohio State.
Yes.
The other night. So.
And I know this is a little bit random before we get started. Either of you old men stay up till midnight?
No.
I already know the answer, huh?
Oh, not Tim. He's up to midnight every night.
I stay up to midnight every night.
Do you really?
Yeah.
So you got to see Say So Long to 2025 and saw the new year.
Yeah. There was a bunch of rednecks behind my house. they didn't let you sleep for an hour. I wasn't asleep anyway, but they... Go ahead.
Our neighbors, Clint and Brandy, they had a boatload of fireworks that they were shooting off. My kids went over there and said, you guys come over and join us. My kids were there. Not only did I watch from the window in my warm home, in the privacy of just looking out the window, I only lasted about 15 minutes. And I said, Happy New Year, y'all. Well,
you have to get up
and
early.
And I went on to bed early.
Yeah, you have to get up really early. So, you have to go to bed earlier. But, yeah, I've always been a night owl.
Okay.
All right, let's go, Ed. What you got, my friend?
All right. Oh, one other thing, folks. You do need to be 11 years old or older to be on the program. Right. All right, here are my three questions. Number one, what basketball player is on the NBA logo? There's a silhouette. What basketball player is on the NBA logo? Second question. In this famous song.
Famous.
Famous. From a 1970s Broadway musical.
Mm-hmm.
What is Always a Day Away? In this famous song from a 1970s Broadway musical, what is Always a Day Away? I hope that's not too hard.
No, it's not.
All right, and then third question. Han Solo is a famous character from the Star Wars universe, but what TV character from a 1960s spy drama also had the last name Solo? What TV character from a 1960s spy drama also had the last name Solo? That's what I've got.
Here's what I've got. Start off with a Bible question, and we want to encourage you to read your Bible every day this year. It adds value. You'll get hope and faith and comfort and joy, and God will reveal himself to you. He'll lead, guide, and direct you as you spend time reading God's Word. But start off with a Bible question. Who joined the Ethiopian high-ranking official in his chariot, helped him understand Scripture, led him to faith, and he was baptized? Who joined the Ethiopian eunuch? Second question, what is scored by the Apgar score? Uh-huh. What is scored by the Apgar score?
Is it like a credit score?
Yeah, it's like a gar
like a
fish.
FICO.
you catch a gar and you go, whoa, this looks more like an alligator than a fish. And then that's part of the gar score.
I got
maybe.
Third question,
true or false? Humans and giraffes have the same number of neck bones. Is that true are false.
What's it connected to?
If you start the little song, you can get to the answer.
I get you going on that one, won't I?
Humans. Hey, I missed you guys the last couple of Fridays. I'd love it when we're all three together.
Well, humans, you know, you can't carry division and strife. We have to get together.
No, met with all of our people,
met with my
counselor.
That's
right.
It's very important to get
renewed
together.
Renewed all of our contracts.
We're back together.
back to the true and false.
Kind of like the Beatles.
Humans and giraffes. Humans and giraffes have the same number of neck bones.
Yeah.
True or false?
All right, here's mine. What is the hardest natural substance on Earth? The hardest natural substance on Earth. This isn't something obscure. This is something everybody knows.
Here's the deal. Any wife listening, I'll tell you it's her husband's head.
I was just about to say my wife's head.
Our parents.
Our
parents are going to say teenage son. Come to mind, which is not a very nice thought to have on January the 2nd.
All right, there you go. What is the hardest natural substance on Earth, okay? And here's my other two questions. This is the new year, right?
Yeah.
So I want to know, what is the proper name of the calendar system that the world uses today? What is the proper name? This isn't just, we didn't just get this out of thin air. You know, this was developed and made up for us and humans. And on the Earth, and so
you're not talking about like the Google Calendar app that's on my phone.
No, I'm not talking about that. Does that sense?
Yeah, no, I know. Yeah,
does that question
I
make
think
sense.
I know what you're saying. Okay, yes, sir. Okay.
And then finally, a baby boomer question here: what was Elvis Presley's favorite sandwich?
Oh yeah.
What was Elvis Presley's favorite sandwich? He was known for this.
He went to his closet one day and found three buckets of these.
All right, let's go, Ed.
All right, we're going to go first to Kansas, and Rachel is on the line. Rachel, not only welcome to Trivia Friday, but welcome to 2026. You're our first guest, our first student.
Nice.
On Learning University. Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Where do you live in Kansas, Rachel?
So we are right in between Topeka and Manhattan.
Okay. All right.
Rachel.
On Interstate.
Come on, Tim. You
70.
Can do it.
I-70, yeah.
Tim.
Hey,
Tim,
Rachel,
what happened there?
If you've got any friends over near Wichita, Inman, Elyria, I'm going to be speaking for the Elyria Christian School February the 7th. It's a banquet for the Christian school there in Elyria.
When?
February the 7th, I believe.
Yeah, you're also taking an interim pastor's job there, right?
Taking an interim pastor's job
in Kansas,
and our headquarters
right?
for me running for governor. We still got
right.
that in force.
Right. And you got your Verbo out there, too. So.
But anyway, if you know anybody over in Elyria, Kansas, Rachel, let them know. Hey, you want to ask, answer, or do both?
Both.
Which one you want to answer?
Ooh, which one? For once, I actually have a lot of options.
Yes.
I'll do the one about the giraffe.
Oh, wow. Okay, here we go. True or false? This is true or false question. Humans and giraffes have the same number of neck bones. Is that true or false, Rachel?
It is true. They both have 7.
It is 100% true.
All right.
Wow.
She got it right.
She got it right. And hey, way to start us out with the right answer. Obviously, the giraffe's neck is much longer. Their neck can be 8 feet long. It weighs 600 pounds. The neck weighs 600 pounds. The vertebrae are 10 inches. You know, their neck bones are 10 inches long. But we have 7. And they have 7, and they're all, you know, like spaced the same way. Is that crazy? We are fearfully and wonderfully made by God.
What?
8 foot neck that weighs 600 pounds, and yet we have the same amount of neck bones.
Do they ever get a crick in their neck? Talking about the giraffes.
Yeah.
I mean, is that known?
I've said before, when I've had a sore throat, a DJ with a sore throat is like a giraffe with a
crick in the neck.
That's right.
I guess it's a crick. Crick.
Don't we call it?
That's what we used to call it.
Yeah.
Crick in the neck.
Cricks. Yeah. You call it crick there in Kansas, right, Rachel?
I got a crick in my neck. Rachel, you guys say that?
Okay. Mostly, yeah.
Yeah, uh-huh.
And that's what a lot of people call a creek out behind their house. They call it a creek in different parts of the country.
Depends on who you are. Around here where we're at, a lot of people say creek, or it's like weird in between of like crick.
There you go.
Hey, well, we used to, up in Boston, used to say crook. But that's just because there was a bunch of Italians up there, and crook was always on the mind kind of thing.
All right, Rachel, fire away.
Okay, there is some truth to it, but where does the idea that carrots are good for your eyes come from?
Where does the idea...
All right. Now, we're going to talk amongst ourselves here for just a second, Rachel.
Yeah.
So we're not giving our answer just yet.
Right, right.
I think it has something to do with keratin, which is a vitamin that is supposedly good for your eyesight.
I'm with you, brother.
I started down this rabbit hole a few months back.
With a carrot?
No, hey, that was right. You made that too easy. Or I made that too easy. No, I got on this thing about carrots being good for your eyes, and it started saying they weren't originally orange and this and this, and it had so many different things. But I think it was the keratin, and now, you know, they've turned orange or whatever. But I did a deep dive on that way back. I wish
you
I remember
deep dive
more.
On carrots.
Yes.
Did a deep
Rachel, but you can't remember any of it.
I'm going with Ed's answer.
Yeah. Is it the color and the keratin? Is that it, Rachel?
Well, the vitamin A that carrots have in them is good for your eyes, but the like idea that like carrots specifically are good for eyesight actually comes from World War II. So Britain developed their radar system to help, you know, track planes coming across the channel. And so they would be intercepting planes, and the Germans are like, how are you intercepting our planes? So it became a propaganda thing that British pilots ate a lot of carrots, so their eyesight was really good, so they were able to see the German plane sooner, to hide the fact that they had their radar systems along the coast and they were able to track the German planes more efficiently.
JJ, was that part of your deep dive?
It was propaganda piece from Britain during World War II.
That is crazy.
That's
wow.
Fascinating.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Rachel, you obviously like history, right?
Uh-huh.
Are you like a history teacher or something, or do you just like reading up on
it? No, I'm a vet tech.
Okay.
So I'm like a veterinary assistant, but I've always loved history for as long as I can remember.
No, that's great.
Well, thanks, Rachel. Yeah. You have a wonderful new year, okay? Thank you for calling.
And a great job to start us off.
That's right.
By the way, let me mention, I have a degree of difficulty here, so I usually do. So if you can answer this question that I gave a few minutes ago without looking it up or asking for help, then we'll send you an AFR ball cap. And that's the question, what is the proper name of the calendar system that we use today?
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yes. It's interesting. I got my degree in difficulty.
You
said you had a degree of difficulty.
Degree of difficulty.
That's good.
That's what my degree was in.
At least you got a degree.
Oh, yeah.
It'll help you somewhere down the road.
And the name of that calendar thing, to give you a little hint, is actually the name of a ballet maneuver. You remember, Ed.
You're such a man of the arts, Jay.
Well, and I just thought that'd give somebody a real hint, give them a tip towards that. So be thinking ballet, those ballet maneuvers.
And be thinking of me doing ballet.
Yes.
That even worse.
I tell you.
Don't say it.
Well, I got 30 seconds on this true story.
All right.
Marvin Sanders, the late Marvin Sanders, many of longtime AFR listeners remember Marvin. So he and I hosted the Today's Issues show together for, I don't know, 20 years or something like that. Anyway, Marvin passed about a decade ago or so. Very intelligent man with a lot of Bible knowledge. Anyway. Smart guy. I played his sidekick on the show, but I learned a lot from Marvin. Anyway, we had a guest on who was a teacher of ballet.
It was like the Ballet Magnificat.
Mississippi.
Big deal in Jackson, Mississippi.
And
they go all around
the country. It's a company, as they say. Anyway, they traveled, and so this lady, excuse me, but it's been so long ago, I've forgotten. Anyway, I was talking to her, interviewing her, and I didn't know squat about about this particular art. Yeah, I mean, I knew my sisters did it.
Right.
When they were in junior high.
Yeah, but you didn't pay any attention.
But I didn't. But I was, anyway, so.
You knew there were people on tiptoes.
So I said to her, you know, and serious, I wasn't kidding. I said, so tell me exactly in this particular production, what does a balletist do?
A balletist?
And Marvin looked at me.
I remember that.
Marvin looked at me in horror.
You know, I was running the control board.
He looked over at me because the lady's like sitting in between us.
Yes.
You know, and he looked over at me like he was mortified.
She was in the studio?
Yes, she was in the studio. He was mortified that I had called. And I wasn't kidding.
Right.
I didn't know what I was saying. Yeah, it's like calling somebody a baseballist, you know, you know, not knowing what you're talking about. And it's a ballerina.
Everybody
knew
and
that.
What was the thing you said?
A balletist.
A balletist. Oh, that's great.
And you could do squats, but you didn't know squat.
I didn't know squat.
About.
I didn't know squat. All right, you're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Anyway, what my best moment?
One of your finest moments?
Marvin, I just remember Marvin snapping his neck over there looking at me like, I can't believe you embarrassed us like this on national radio.
Well, and you must have known you had said something wrong from his expression.
Well, and
on
hers
his face.
Too, if I remember.
Oh,
right.
Oh, okay. Because yeah. I get that look sometimes from my wife, and I'm going, uh-oh.
What did I say? All right, back to the phones.
All right, let's go to West Virginia, and Les is more today. Les, welcome to Trivia Friday. Good morning to you.
Good morning, professors.
Les, did you guys have a good Christmas?
Oh, we had a wonderful Christmas. We have a large family, and we usually get about 35 people coming over.
Oh, wow. Wow. Wonderful.
35 people in how big a house?
We have to go upstairs and downstairs.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Well, happy New Year to you and yours. You want to ask, answer, or do both, sir?
Do both.
Which one you want to answer?
Well, I was going to answer about the Han Solo one, but is the hat still up for grabs?
The hat is still up for grabs. Is that the question you want to try for?
Well, I'll tell you what I'm going to do for you, Les.
What?
I have a follow-up question to that, and if you get that right, I'll send you a hat. You want to try it?
Wait, what now? What happened that right
the
there?
The Han Solo question.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
You're wanting a hat is what you're saying, right?
I would, yeah.
But he was going to go with Tim's question.
Oh, okay.
He was going to go with Tim's question.
Oh, you're going to go with Tim's question.
Yes,
you
sir.
Go ahead. Go ahead. Which one was that Tim did?
You know.
The calendar.
I'm lost.
That was Tim's about the calendar.
Okay. Oh, all right.
Yeah. So
is that the question you want to answer?
It is.
Okay. I'm going to give a question again, Les. And if you answer it correctly, we will send you an AFR ball cap.
Okay,
that's what we're saying. And you're going to answer it without calling a friend or looking at the world book, right? Okay, so here's the question:
without going upstairs and finding your world book,
what is the proper name of the calendar system that the world uses today? And Les, what is that?
Okay, it's an educated guess. I'm going to say the Julian calendar.
Okay. The Julian
calendar. Julian calendar.
Yeah, that's incorrect.
I don't get
that. Hey, but that's that's incorrect, but it is a good answer because the Julian calendar was used prior to this one. So you were on to something there, but you just, you know, you missed your century.
Oh, okay. I know what the other answer would have been, but it's probably wrong too. Okay.
Yeah. No, that's okay. You know, be positive, Les.
I will say this. I know it's right after Christmas. You know, you probably have spent more than you wanted to, Les. Uh-huh. But if you do want to buy a cap, you can go to resources.afa.net, resources.afa.net, and you can buy you one there if you got any cash left.
We don't have very many caps.
Right. Listen, you know what? Les is, anyway.
Yes, sir.
Go ahead. Ask your question for us. Go ahead.
You ready?
We're ready. Bring it, brother.
Okay. I'll give you 20 seconds to answer. What four states in the United States end in the letter O?
Ohio. That's one.
Colorado.
Two.
Alabama-o.
I was just about to say Mississippi-o. Let's see. And I got to go all the way
around. New Mexico.
New Mexico.
That's
yeah,
three.
Yeah, we got 20. We got 5 seconds. Four. Three.
Don't do it, Tim.
Let's see. Massachusetts. I don't know. Hampshire, Maine.
What's the last one?
You got us.
You are exact. That's the same thing that happened to me when I was thinking of Idaho.
Idaho.
Where they grow potatoes. Yep.
Potatoes.
That's right.
Yeah. Wow.
Les, thank you for listening AFR, for calling in. And again, we hope you and yours have a wonderful and blessed New Year.
West Virginia. Les had 35 people in the house. They had to use upstairs and downstairs.
Yeah.
Oh, it was almost heaven. If you think about it, everybody being right there.
Or the opposite.
What is the opposite of heaven, Tim?
It's when will these people ever go home?
Why did we invite all these people?
Hey, honey, do you even know those people? No, they came with Aunt Sue. Huh? All right, we'll be back in a minute. Stay with us.
It's my turn.
Here is your host for My Turn, Don Wildman.
For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. Back during the Vietnam War, Alexander Duquette, who was 67 at the time, offered his life in exchange for the freedom of his son. Duquette, from Maryland, told authorities that he was willing to teach in North Vietnam in exchange for the release of his war prisoner son. Duquette smiled, despite the fact that tears were in his eyes when he told reporters of his offer. He offered to organize technical and vocational schools in Hanoi if the North Vietnamese government would free his son, Bruce, who was 29. I have completed a satisfying career and my life is approaching its twilight, Duquette, a former vocational educator, said. Bruce has been a prisoner for 4 years. He has not seen his small daughter since she was an infant. The greatest happiness I could have in the declining years of my life would be to see him reunited with his wife and child. Now, this is not the first story of a father making a supreme sacrifice for his children. Many have been the parents who gave their life that their children might live, even as Mr. Duquette was willing to give his life for his son. Beyond a shadow of a doubt, the greatest sacrifice was made some 2,000 years ago. A father found his children enslaved, hopelessly enslaved. He thought of some way to give them freedom. Then he saw that the only way to set his children free was for him to give himself as ransom for their freedom. And this he did. You see, his children were captives of sin, and in order to free them from their sinfulness, the Father came down in the form of a son. He dwelt with those living in sin, and he loved them so much and wished that they could be free from their sin so much that he gave his life as a ransom for their freedom from sin. The children did not deserve the gift from the Father. They had not earned it. In fact, they actually had done many things to keep them from ever acquiring it. But while the children were unworthy of the Father's gift, or while they were yet sinners, he died for them because he loved them. But now the children of the Father can have freedom, real freedom, by simply accepting the Father's gift. But because freedom brings responsibilities, many of the children have elected to remain imprisoned. So despite the life-giving gift of the Father, many of his children are still not free because they refuse the gift. You see, the Father will not force his children to accept his gift of freedom. He'll offer, but not force. Mr. Duquette loved his son more than he loved his own life. Mr. Duquette also knew what freedom is and for what reason he was willing to give up his life for his son's freedom. Perhaps one day those of us who are children of the Father will accept the Father's gift and be free indeed.
This has been My Turn with Don Wildman, a production of the American Family Association.
For he has rescued us from the dominion of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of the Son he loves. Colossians 1:13.
American Family Radio.
Just sit right back and you'll hear a tale of a fateful trip that started from this tropic point aboard this tiny ship. The mate was a mighty sailing man, skipper brave and sure. Five passengers set sail that day for a three-hour tour. A three-hour tour.
All right, all right, all right. That's some great TV right there, people. Gilligan's Island.
Yes.
They won a lot
of awards. Some of the best America has had to offer.
They won a lot of awards, best I can remember.
You know, that's a song that gets stuck in people's heads, too.
That one?
That one. Gilligan,
oh,
yes.
Yeah.
You're welcome, America.
All right, Trivia Friday. It is here on American Family Radio. I'm Tim with Ed and JJ. We also call this
Learning University.
Learning University is on the air. We got approximately another hour, 55 minutes of.
And we're live, folks.
Yes, we
are. This isn't pre-recorded.
Hey, do we want to reset our questions?
Education is coming your way. Yes, we need to do that real quick.
All right. Here are my three questions. Number one, what basketball player is on the NBA logo? There's a silhouette. What is the name of the player? Second question, in this famous song from a 1970s Broadway musical, what is Always a Day Away? That's from the song. Third question, Han Solo was a famous character from the Star Wars universe, but what TV character from a 1960s spy drama also had the last name Solo? That's what I've got.
Here's what I've got. First question from the Bible. Who joined the Ethiopian eunuch, high-ranking official, in his chariot? He helped him understand Scripture, led him to faith, and he was baptized. Who was that that joined the Ethiopian eunuch? Second question, what is scored by the APGAR score? APGAR. What is scored by the APGAR score? Third question, I'll add a new one. Name the pilot who broke the sound barrier in 1947. Name the pilot that broke the sound barrier in 1947.
And just a hint, it was not Speedy Gonzalez.
That is a good hint.
Yeah, or Johnny Quest.
Or Johnny Quest.
Those are two also good hints.
Also a great TV song intro.
Yes. All right, here are my three questions. Number one, what is the proper name of the calendar system that we use today? And if you can answer that without looking it up or without consulting with a friend or family member, then we will give you an AFR ball cap. We'll send an AFR ball cap your way as a bonus.
Not Julian,
not
but that
Julian.
Was a good guess.
That was a good guess because it was the Julian calendar before this change was made, okay?
Now, by the way, you cannot, if you want the hat, you cannot ask a friend or a family member, but we do allow you to just simply stop a total stranger on the street and ask them.
That is,
if you're bold enough to do that, you can use that answer.
We will allow for
and
that.
And back to the Julian calendar, that's one of the most inspiring scenes in the movie Rocky where he goes, Julian! Julian!
Get your hair. If you recently watched that. All right, so my second question is, what is the hardest natural substance on Earth? This is very well known. This is not obscure, this answer. The hardest natural substance on Earth, and it's very, 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 very valuable. Okay. And number three, for you baby boomers, I've got a question, as I try to each week. What was Elvis Presley's favorite sandwich? What was Elvis Presley's favorite kind of sandwich? This is pretty well known, too, in the.
Well, and I just want to just give a hint. It does involve a giraffe's neck bone. So you may want to just keep that in mind.
Man.
No, it doesn't.
It doesn't, yeah.
I was just kidding, folks.
Yeah. Okay, back to the phones.
All right. No comment, huh?
Well, I was going to, but that would have led us to five more minutes of me and JJ going off on rabbit trails where carrots
are. Going down a rabbit hole.
Yeah.
All right. Like Virginia. Yes, there is a Virginia. And Mark is on the line. Mark, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Happy New Year, professors.
Hey, thank you, sir.
Brother Happy Mark. New Year, Mark.
Where do you, is this Mark with the birds?
Yeah, yes.
Yeah, it is.
All right. Yeah. Where would you do? Did you let them all loose or something? I can't hear a single one.
Well, I went to where the phone charger is in the house, and because this phone battery was low.
Yep.
Okay.
A lot of people know that little drill. Mark, ask, answer, or do both, sir?
I'm going to do both, please.
Which one you want to answer?
The one about the calendar, please.
Okay, so you haven't talked to anybody about this, right?
I knew it from the moment you asked the question.
Okay, that's kind of like
that's confidence.
I knew I was going to marry my wife
the moment you laid eyes.
Love at first sight.
The moment she said yes.
I have never heard that. That's funny. I'm going to try to remember that.
You kid, Tim's dad, yeah. Don Wildman, the founder of AFR, he told his wife on their first date, I'm going to marry you.
He really did. That's
and it
true.
Did happen. And the rest is history.
That's why I'm here today. All right, so here's the question that Mark from Virginia is going to answer. Hopefully his phone won't die. We can answer it here. All right, question is, what is the proper name of the calendar system that we use today, Mark?
That's the Gregorian calendar.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Way to go. You know any more history about that?
It has something to do with the Pope.
Yes.
Pope Gregory.
Yes. It's the Gregorian calendar. By the way, stay on the line, Mark. We'll get your address so we can mail you the hat.
Thank you.
You're welcome, my friend. The Gregorian calendar is the most widely used calendar system in the world today, serving as a standard for civil and international purposes. It was introduced in 1582 by Pope Gregory the 12th as a reform of the Julian calendar, the aforementioned Julian calendar. It was the Pope in 1582, it was Pope Gregory. So it's called the Gregorian calendar.
And I think the Julian calendar had 12 months of 30 days each. And, of course, that would get things
with leap
little
year.
Sideways, you know.
That's right.
And so the Gregorian calendar has. That's why we have some months with 30, some with 31, and February.
And a leap year.
Yeah.
Every 4 years.
Here's the deal. It's also an Olympic event. You get out there and you get a couple well-built fellas, and they go at it, and they put one of them Gregorian calendar moves on you. You're gonna need some Advil for a couple
calendar.
Of days after that.
Can't tap out of that.
No, you can't get away from somebody if they put one of them Gregorian wrestlers put that calendar move on you.
Little known fact, Pope Gregory the 12th wrestled in the Olympics.
That is a little known fact, and that's why it's called the Gregorian Greek, Gecko. It's all insurance and Olympic wrestling all rolled together. It confuses
Greco,
me.
Greco, Geico, it's
Gecko. That's the Pope. That's why the calendar and the Olympic event have similar names.
You know, you can customize your insurance and save money. Did you know this?
I never heard that from anybody. I wish somebody would tell me.
Just 15 minutes on
Mark,
the Gregorian calendar.
What's your question for us?
Okay, so in 1988, Studio Ghibli released two movies on the same day. One of them is was My Neighbor Totoro. What's the other one, please?
I didn't understand a word you just said.
Yes, talk slower, Mark.
Talk slower. All right, what studio? Say that whole thing again.
Yeah.
Slowly.
Okay, in 1988, Studio Ghibli released two movies on the same day. One of them was My Neighbor Totoro. What was the other one?
Now, when you got to the turkey giblets, that's what threw me off. Studio Ghiblio or something. That's where I'm.
Yeah,
I'm losing a little bit.
Boy,
of that
you're doing a deep dive into something.
Yeah, right that's there, right. Yeah. Movies.
I've never even heard of that movie.
No, I haven't heard of anything you really said. I know you're speaking English, but that's about all I gathered from that.
Mark, you're gonna. We could be.
I'm gonna tell you what. Kamala would be proud of that word salad.
Now we're getting
Tiny Tim
personal.
No, they would be proud of that. That he strung a lot of words together.
You know, there aren't enough days in the Gregorian calendar for us to ever even answer that, Mark.
Oh, my word. That was great.
We could be here till I'm the Pope. And we still wouldn't have the answer.
I'm reaching
to that
over
question.
That fist bump. Yeah, that's the hits just keep on coming. Funny.
All right, Mark, what is the answer?
Okay, so the answer for what the other movie was that was released on the same day is Grave of the Fireflies.
Sure it was.
Okay.
Grave of the Fireflies.
What was that? What was the substance of that movie there?
Oh, it's a historical fiction story about two children in the firebombing of Japan in 1945.
Okay. Goodness.
Okay.
Hey, wow. You know, we'll eat a bunch of popcorn watching that
one. Yeah, Mark knows his history, though.
That's right.
Yeah.
Mark, stay on the line so you can get your cap.
Thank you, bro. We missed the birds, Mark.
Yeah. Happy New Year.
Next time, charge your phone up so we can hear the birds in the background.
Yeah.
Charge it up ahead of time. Mark, I'm going to put you on hold. And then we'll get your information, and you'll get your hat just as soon as possible.
Look, birds in the background. Every time you throw out a good garage band name for somebody or the name for their book, I want to make sure people catch that and scribble that down.
Birds in the background.
I'd pick that up and read it.
That's pretty interesting. That's good. I like that.
Yeah. Who's next, Ed?
All right, we're going to go to Ohio, and Laura is on the line. Laura, welcome to Trivia Friday. Laura, are you there?
Hello, Laura.
Laura, if you're on mute, you may have your phone on mute.
Hello?
Yeah.
Hi, Laura.
Hi. Sorry.
Okay. That's fine. Laura, I don't know how many sports fans you have in your family, but is everybody okay from the other night?
All but one.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm glad to hear the rest of everybody's okay, and the other one, if they need to do a wellness check on him or whatever. I know you guys can get that all worked out.
It isn't like Ohio State doesn't do enough winning.
Yeah, but you get used to it. It's like Alabama.
It's like
a
drug.
You get used to winning.
It's like a drug.
Yeah. Laura,
started the year off too good.
Yeah.
Well, did you guys have a good Christmas? New Year's getting off to a good start?
So far, we're all healthy, and that's wonderful.
Amen. Well, what part of Ohio?
It's called Fort Jennings, but I'm in between Delphus and Lima.
Okay. Two good areas.
A lot of AFR listeners.
That's right.
Yeah.
Do you want to ask, answer, or do both?
Well, I'm going to try to do both.
Okay, which answer do you feel confident about?
Always.
Or which question?
Away.
Which one?
All right. This famous song from a 1970s Broadway musical, what is always a day away, Laura?
That would be tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Way to go, Laura. Good.
I was afraid that would be a hard question. But
Tim, sing just a little bit of it. Where
tomorrow.
Come on.
Tomorrow. Keep Don't get me started, JJ.
I think I'm a real good singer myself. I didn't think you'd take that dare. That's nice, Laura. Good.
Now, Laura,
good answer.
Do you want to sing it?
Yeah. Belt that out, Laura.
No, thank you.
Okay.
All right. For an AFR ball cap, what musical was that from, Laura?
Annie.
Oh, you just won yourself a ball cap.
Yeah. All right. Well, we're going to send you up a ball cap, AFR ball cap. You won that. So that's the famous song from Annie, the musical. And tomorrow's just a day away. And that's a very...
It was based on a comic strip. It was a musical based on a comic
strip. On a comic strip. Anyway, it's a very positive and uplifting song.
That's right. That's it.
All right.
Hey, stay on the line, Laura, so we can get your address to send you the cap. Congratulations. But what's your question for us?
All right. It's a biblical question. And which Old Testament prophet walked naked for 3 years?
Was he afraid?
Was he naked and afraid?
He could have been. It doesn't say.
And I think he even laid on his side.
Wasn't it Ezekiel? Was it Ezekiel? We're talking about asking ourselves here. Wasn't it Ezekiel?
I get them mixed up. I read that last year, and it's one of those bizarre things.
What did he do now?
It's going to be Jeremiah or
Ezekiel.
Or Isaiah or Ezekiel. Those
bizarre things from the Old Testament.
No, I mean, yeah. I mean, that when you read that, you know, here well, I want know. You to go and do this.
Like every book's got something.
Dig
like
through
this.
A wall and do this and, you know, take these garments and bury them after they've rotted. Yeah. But it's all
look
a lot
to
of
the east
symbolism, symbolism to what God's trying to say through them.
All right, I'll say Ezekiel,
and
you
I'm
say
go,
Jeremiah.
I'm going to go with Jeremiah.
Okay. And once you pick
okay,
one.
Okay, so ask the question real quickly one more time, Laura. What's the question?
Which Old Testament prophet walked naked for 3 years?
You guys said what?
I said Ezekiel. He's going with Jeremiah. Who
probably
do you want to
Jeremiah. Go? Probably Jeremiah.
All right.
I'm going to go Jeremiah.
All right.
What's the answer?
It was Isaiah.
That was the third one
yeah.
I said. It was
you should have gone with Isaiah.
You should have gone with Isaiah.
Yeah, I guess I should have. Thank you, guys.
Two Captain Obviouses sitting here with you. Hey, Laura, stay on the line. And thank you for listening to AFR in Ohio.
Before you go, Laura, I do want to let you know that I do sing that song tomorrow whenever my wife asks me to do something.
Tomorrow's
the day away.
Sing a little bit. Tell us.
No,
that's show
just,
us.
Just between my wife and I.
Okay.
And I do sometimes tend to procrastinate when it comes to my honey-do list.
Oh, man.
But this is the way I think of it, Laura.
Yeah.
If you wait to the last minute to do something, then that something is only going to take a minute to get done.
That's right. You're making little Orf Nanny proud with the way you think.
That's a Poor Richard's Almanac right there.
Thank you, Laura. Happy New Year.
Stay on the line. We'll put you on hold. Amanda will get your information, and then we'll get you a hat for that excellent job.
Should we repeat our question quickly?
I think so.
All right.
Or do we want to wait till we come back with a fresh hour? Are they going to?
We can do both.
Forget whenever news. Oh, yeah, let's do both.
Yeah, and I'm going to add a question since I've had one answered. I don't know if you guys knew this, but that tomorrow, that question was just answered.
Yeah,
you guys
want to
sing it,
it
together?
We can do it later.
All right. So here are my three questions. What basketball player is on the NBA logo? It is this player's silhouette.
I'm surprised that's still on the
table.
Yeah,
that's pretty
easy. Most of these I am.
Han Solo is a famous character from the Star Wars universe, but what TV character from a 1960s spy drama also had the last name Solo? And if nobody gets this, when we reset our questions after the news, I will give you a hint
and
on
Han
that.
Han Solo always liked doing things alone. He was really funny like that.
Yeah. Third question, I'll add this one. In the NFL, to what city did the original Cleveland Browns team move in 1996? In the NFL, to what city did the original Cleveland Browns team move in 1996? That's all I've got.
Here's what I've got. First question from the Bible. Do you remember in Acts where the Ethiopian eunuch, a high-ranking official in his chariot, reading scripture, someone came up, what are you reading? Well, I'm not even sure. I wish I had somebody help me understand. He got in the chariot, helped him understand scripture, led him to faith. He was baptized. Who was that person in the Bible that joined the Ethiopian eunuch? Second question, what is scored by the Apgar score?
Yeah.
Ladies are going to know this more than men. What is scored by the Apgar score? Third question, name the pilot who broke the sound barrier in 1947. Very famous aviator.
So is it? Let me ask you this: is it good to have a high score on the Apgar scorecard?
You know,
is that a not a good thing.
I'm not really. I don't want to give any kind of a way
hint?
To give it. Yeah, I don't want to give it a hint.
Okay, the Apgar score, and we don't know.
That's right. The Apgar. So you don't know, like if it's a nice enough fish, right. You get it in. You're like, alligator beak, like the duckbill platypus. How am I going to get my hook out of its mouth when he's got a foot-long mouth with a bunch of teeth. It looks like a fish, but it looks like an alligator.
Right.
You had to get him going, didn't you, Tim?
We know the Lord didn't make a mistake, but the gar and the duckbill platypus, was that just like a, hey, watch this, and he's got a great sense of humor?
Yeah.
You think that's great, watch this.
You guys done?
Well, yeah. We're done.
All right.
I told you, you shouldn't have wound him up.
I know. Wound him up and watch him go. All right. Here are my two questions. What's the hardest natural substance on Earth?
The hardest?
The hardest. And this is very valuable. This substance is very valuable. And everybody knows what it is. I mean, this is not something that you don't know. All right. Now, my second question for the baby boomers out there. What was Elvis Presley's favorite sandwich? He was famous for this. Well, he's famous for a lot of reasons, but he's also, he made this particular sandwich famous just because of his celebrity.
When they served that to him, the waitress, he'd always say, thank you very much. That part we know.
Yeah. Well, you know, he could never get out of it because he was caught in this trap of, you know.
You've already told everyone it's your favorite.
Right.
Now you got to eat it.
You can't get out of that trap. Can't walk out, you know.
Why people don't mention how they like to have a fruitcake for a Christmas. You make that mistake and you're gonna be
You guys, man, aren't even following me, are you?
I did, out of the
did
trap.
You
I did. I caught
okay.
that. Yes,
I didn't follow me.
No, I'm not.
That's a line of a song, one of his songs.
Name a song.
You know, if he's going to say something, it's going to be a verse. From
I have
song.
No idea. I didn't.
We can't listen,
I didn't
Dad.
Care
we
much
can't
for
go
him,
on.
Really,
we can't go on like
that's
this.
Right. Yeah, you'd be all shook up if you sat and thought about everything Tim says.
All right, go ahead.
I didn't care much for Elvis Presley, so I don't. I'm just kidding.
Somebody, y'all, put y'all's hands over your children. Children's ears, if you got children listening.
Well, that was only two questions, Tim. You're not going to give a third?
I'm going to give a third.
Why?
Y'all always
Why,
talk
Tim?
Me about this.
Why? Why would you not want to give a third?
Because I work too hard for these questions, and we'll get to the end of the show, and we'll all be going, all right, give all our three questions.
give our answers away.
I'll save it for next week. I'll leave two open.
Okay.
All right.
Answer these two, and we'll go on to the third.
All right.
It's baby steps.
Yep. Baby step. Well, it's baby step to Texas. What do you say?
No, two-step.
Two-step.
It's two-step to Texas?
Yeah.
Carl is on the line. Carl, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Well, thank you, esteemed professors.
Howdy, Carl.
Welcome to 2026.
Yeah.
Yes, indeed. It's a good year.
That's going to take a few days to get used to, and I'm going to be writing 2025 on checks for about 3 weeks. Takes me a little while to kind of ease into to normal.
Let me tell you something, JD.
That's right.
I hate to tell you this, but there ain't many places taking checks no more.
I read that in the newspaper.
Yeah.
Did you get that, Ed?
I read that in the newspaper.
You read that in the newspaper?
That's good, man. That's...
Hey, Carl, ask, answer, or do both?
Our newspaper is three pages now.
I'd like to do both, guys. Yeah.
Which one you want to answer?
Oh, let's go with the APGAR score.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm. I've never heard this. This is gonna
me
be
either.
Yeah.
This is new to me.
What is scored by the APGAR score, Carl?
Newborns.
Newborn baby.
Newborn baby.
Hey! Whoa! What? Look at that.
What are you rating them?
No. Look, I saw this.
Ugly the cutest?
Look, I saw this looking for questions this past week, and I thought, I better check with my wife to make sure this is not a random thing. And I said, you ever heard of the APGAR score? She said, I hope you know what it is. And I said, with us having seven children, I said, I don't think I've ever heard of it in my life. We talk about it with every baby born. It's the score of the wellness of this baby. How's this baby doing? Well, their APGAR score is this. I can't remember having that conversation. And we got seven kids. But you guys, I feel a little better. Y'all have never heard of it either?
Never heard of it.
No. So I mentioned
that. They pump them, squeeze them, and smell them like watermelons.
Yeah, that's it.
What?
Men just thump them like watermelons. The men thump them, and the ladies, they pay close attention to the APGAR.
Thump them like a
wait, hold on a second, Carl.
Hey, you got him intrigued. We got him intrigued, Carl.
Where did watermelons come into this? No,
I said they thump them, squeeze them, and smell them, just like a good watermelon or cantaloupe.
Carl, do you know the numbers? Like, is it a 1 to 10, 1 to 30? What's a good number?
It's 1 to 10, I believe.
Okay, that's good. I'm embarrassed that I should, with seven kids, I should have that thing. Man,
I've never heard this. My mom never told me my APGAR score. Maybe there's a reason for that. I'm really disappointed at 62 and a half to learn.
that you were scored early on.
You don't know what it was.
Yeah, you know, if you passed or failed. Hey,
we'll be back.
Carl, stay on the line, and we want to get your address anyway for the cap, but stick around. Did you have a question for us?
I sure do.
Stick around. Yeah. Thank you, sir.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.